Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Sunday accused the TMC government in West Bengal of being involved in the state-sponsored infiltration and corruption, and claimed that incidents of assault on women in Sandeshkhali and the rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Kerr Hospital were pieces of evidence that women are not safe in the state. Our mothers and sisters are not safe in Bengal, he said, calling for immediate action to ensure the safety and security of women in West Bengal. And raising concerns over the safety of women, Shah referred to recent incidents in Sandeshkhali and R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital, asserting that these exemplify the lack of security for women in West Bengal. And ahead of this year's Lok Sabha polls, allegations of sexual abuse against TMC leaders in Sandeshkhali in North 24 Parganas district had surfaced. In R.G. Kerr, a woman doctor was raped and murdered in August this year, and L.S. Quo, Bengal needs to stop cross-border infiltration, Kolkata, asserting that peace can be established in West Bengal only when cross-border infiltration stops. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Sunday exhorted the people of the state to bring in change in the 2026 assembly elections, inaugurating a new passenger terminal building and a cargo gate Maitri Dwar at Petrapal Land Port in the state. Shah said that PM Narendra Modi is committed to the development of West Bengal. Bring in change in West Bengal in 2026. We will put an end to infiltration and ensure peace in the state, Shah said. He said that the people of Bengal are deprived of the benefits given by the central government. This deprivation will cease from 2026, he claimed.